it is often for people who have gone through this transformation, as it seems almost accidentally, it happened to them. And in almost every case, perhaps every case, you will see it didn't happen to them when things were added to them, so they got more and more and became greater and bigger. And no, it happened to them when things were taken away. Content was removed. Whether external things that were important to them, possessions, social function, status in society, relationships, people close to them, or inner things, mental beliefs, suddenly crumbled. In other words, whether content, whether physical content, external content, or mental content was taken away from them. And then those people who accidentally, so to speak, went through this transformation of consciousness, suddenly something happened. And now, later when they speak about it, that is often colored by the language that they use, which is according to whatever culture they live in, whether they say Buddha nature suddenly emerged, I knew myself as my essence as Buddha, whether they say Christ consciousness, I knew my essence as Christ, whether they say I knew myself as pure consciousness, whatever words, or they might not even have any words to say anything about it. But something happened that the Buddha calls the end of suffering, not because something was added. There was not an enhanced sense of self. There was a diminished sense of self through loss, through suffering. And then it happened. So that is the case when it happens to humans accidentally. So suffering, although suffering, and this is a beautiful paradox, a large part of human suffering is inflicted by the madness. And yet, it's the very suffering, in many cases inflicted by the collective mental illness, that drives you to the point of collapse. When suffering reaches a state of acuteness or intensity, and often it happens through great loss. So every disaster, whether on a personal level or on a collective level, it looks dreadful, and from that point of view it is dreadful. Every disaster is also an opening into something far deeper. It's an opening. It's as if something was suddenly opening up, and there's a dimension that before was covered up by the forms. Often disaster means the forms dissolve. It can happen when something collapses. It is a very obvious thing, a form dissolves, but it can happen inside a person's head when thought forms dissolve, identification with the mental images of me dissolve, firmly held beliefs dissolve, and you no longer know on the level of mind who you are. Suddenly all explanations don't make sense anymore. And so there's great loss, and yet that loss, one could almost say it's as if a hole were appearing in the fabric of existence suddenly. And of course, the fabric of physical existence is very fragile. The hole could appear at any moment in everybody's life. And suddenly there's this, it's painful. But that is the hole where something, I rarely use the word God because it's been misused so much. One could say God shines through whenever a form dissolves, whenever that hole appears in the fabric of your existence. And sooner or later, the hole will appear in everybody's fabric, no matter how comfortably their life is arranged right now. They may have a nice job and a family and a pension plan, and yet, at any moment, the hole could appear, and it will appear. You will die. The body will dissolve. People around you will die. The forms will dissolve. They're destined to dissolve. So this can be the source of great suffering, but potentially it's a great opening. So the beautiful paradox is that the very madness is also inseparable from liberation from the madness, because it's the suffering that's caused by the madness that takes you to that point of liberation. When you encounter the effects of the madness, whether on a collective or personal level, encounter them in an acute form. And so things often dissolve violently around you. And so here we have that lesson: when loss appears in your life, not to resist it. And loss will appear. It must appear. When something gets taken away, something is removed from you, not to resist that movement. So there's a, with that acceptance of whatever it is, whatever the isness of this moment may present, not to resist it. It is.